Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your girl, Makisha Quinn Lee. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Dumping Ground. It's Tuesday, our favorite day. We're getting through the week. Yeah, yeah. I always want to start off with thanking the listeners for taking the time to listen to the show. And thank you for your support. All shows are archived from today's show all the way up until the first show that was ever created on the Dumping Ground. We're also on podcast outlets, Spotify podcast, we're on iHeart Radio podcast, and we're also, you can come back to blocktalk.com and check us out. We also, you know, we got this merch, you know, Plies is my dude, you know, we got that drip for sale, you know, the Dumping Ground has T-shirts, hoodies, aprons, water bottles, masks, bags, you name it. You can go and pick up that merch from the-dumping-ground.myspreadshot.com. You can go check us out. Thank you so much for your support. We appreciate you and everything you do. Enough about me. We created this platform to be a listening ear, a safe place where you could dump off your problems and pick up some solutions. As you guys know, 2022, we are chasing vision. That is our goal. Every day you should have a vision, a goal that you're chasing every day. You're chasing your vision, right? Because our quote is from Tony Hsieh, is chase the vision, not the money. The money will end up following you, okay? Again, chase the vision, not the money. The money will end up following you. And that's Tony Hsieh. That's his quote that we adopted for 2022. As you guys know, I'm the data queen. I work for a data company, so I got to bring you some data, right? So from influencemarketinghub.com, again, influencermarketinghub.com. They're giving you 7 marketing ideals for growing your small business in 2022 because we're doing Small Business Alert, and I'm trying to help our small business owners. So guess what? I always try to get some tips so we can all get better, correct? All right, so it says 7 marketing ideals for growing your small business in 2022. And they're giving you 7. There says build a friendly website, an eco-friendly website, right? Because think about you going onto a website and it'd be complicated. So let's keep it eco-friendly and simple website. Tell your brand story. Tell your brand story. Leverage your social media marketing, all right? Start a reference or a rewards program. Also, establish your expertise in your niche. Create and promote an explainer video. So those are some great ideas that you can go check out on influencermarketinghub.com. They're giving you great ideas to market your business in this in 2022 to grow your business. So yay, yay, yay. This series, Small Business Alert, each episode I will interview business owners that will share their experiences, lessons, and their products so we can partner up with these businesses, right? So today, I have a fellow Mississippian. Woo-hoo! I have seen this young man grow up from a little kid into this amazing young man that he is today. So let's just read a little bit about his bio. Today, my business owner is Michael Rowland. He is the CEO and founder of M&J Property Services, LLC. Michael's mission is to change lives of others through business, stocks, and financial literacy. Hey, boy, we need that. Yes. He's Mississippi born and raised with big hopes and dreams. He's a husband, a father, a teacher, and a student. And he said he's self-taught and motivated to hustle so that he can leave a legacy. And that's what I'm talking about, my friend. So Dumping Ground family, let's give a big shout-out for our friend Michael Rowland. Mike! Can you hear me?
Oh, whoa, I'm here.
Mike. Thank you, man. Thank you so much for taking your time. Yes, Miss Sip. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking your time out of your day, man, coming, hooking up with us on the Dumping Ground, blessing us with your presence and your knowledge and your wisdom, man. It's truly appreciated from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. So I want to respect your time. And we're going to just jump right in. Is that okay? Or you got something to say? You want to play Double Dutch?
Let's do it. Hey, I'm just going to start with a quote. That's it. And then we can get in.
Get it.
So I'm just going to start with a quote. It's from Alan Greenspan. And he says, the number one problem in today's generation and economy is the lack of financial literacy. I'm just going to start it with that.
That's dope. You're absolutely correct, my friend. I feel like with us, African Americans, we are like years behind, right? And I think we have to play catch up because we didn't have that generational wealth that some ethnicities had, right? So we have to start catching up. And it's no excuse now because we have all this knowledge out here. It's just like Eric Thomas says, knowledge is power, but applied knowledge is even power. So that's what we have to start doing. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm pumped up now. I got my coffee on. I'm ready, brother. I'm ready. All right. So how did this idea for your business come about? So just give us some insight into Michael and Michael's world. How did this come about for you?
Well, again, you know, I got to take it back to the SIP. So it really started from there. As a kid, I always kind of had that drive. But, you know, again, like you said, as far as us as African-Americans, we really don't know how to get there. So I really didn't have the leadership I needed, but I just knew I wanted to start my own business. I actually started with a lemonade stand. I didn't make a dime, but I was still out there, you know. So that kind of transpired. And like they said, we got to start from somewhere, right?
Right.
And, so I started with that. And then after that, me and my cousin, which is actually my business partner, Jeremy Gardner, Now we actually started cutting grass. And, I mean, you know, we thought we was doing something. I was cutting like an acre or 2 acres for $25. You know, now that's crazy. Now I wouldn't do it again, but, you know, I knew I had something. And so after that, just fast forward, I currently also, I still have a 9-to-5. So just through my job, I do facility maintenance with a big company out here in Atlanta. And it just kind of, people ask me, you know, based on my work they saw me doing, hey, man, you know, do you do side work? And I'm like, no, I don't. I got tired of, you know, people asking me. And so finally I said, you know what, if people keep asking you the same question, then maybe you got something. And so I literally kind of started it. I started from that, you know, just, you know, from my current job, which is how a lot of businesses start, you know, just work networking.
That is absolutely correct. You always had something special, Key. I'm telling you, like I told you when we talked yesterday, me and your sister and your cousin did not want you to be nowhere near us because you had so much energy. And so like you said, you channeled that energy and you using it for your business. I think that is just so dope. And I see the growth in you and like the different projects that you've done. I'm like, my God, got some skill, you know what I'm saying? So that's just pretty amazing. I like it, man. So I'm going to jump right into the second question that we have. Do you believe, and I ask all the entrepreneurs who come on the show this because I always like to hear everybody else, other people's perspective on things. That's because that's how you grow, and iron sharpens iron, right? So the second question is, do you believe that there is some sort of pattern or formula to become a successful entrepreneur? Do you believe that there is some sort of pattern or formula to become a successful entrepreneur? Go.
Well, absolutely. Now before I dive into that one, I'm just going to back a little bit because I don't want people to miss this. Because so back on one, So again, after I started it, you know, my business or whatever, well, getting started is called what? That's the first step of anything we do.
Yes.
Getting started, it's called action. It's action. And a lot of time what we do is we get the information and we may even know, hey, I could be doing this, I could be doing that. Hey, let me go read this and let me read that. But guess what? We never take action. We never take action. Mm-hmm. So that was my problem. You know, I had a bunch of information. I'm like, I'm the type of person, if I see it, I could do it. So, but I was like, you know what? I got to finally go ahead and jump out there. So leading me to what happened was, so we ended up getting our first crib. Now, it was all a part of my investing strategy because, again, I don't just do business. I do other things too. And that's how we got to start thinking because I looked at, if I only got my income coming from my job, well, guess what? At any time, they can come in and say, all right, we don't need you no more. But if I got seven sources of income coming in, well, guess what? If I lose the job, I'm good, you know? So mm-hmm. I started rehabbing my house and based off of the business. And, you know, I started showing people what I could do. And I rehabbed that house. And after I rehabbed it, we was only in the house just to kind of give you a, you know, ballpark. We was only in the house like a year and some change. And the market was not as hot as it is now. So when we bought low, and we always bought it with, you know, investment purposes. I went in, I only probably did maybe 10 grand worth of work. And, again, I already had the knowledge about this stuff, but I never put it into action. I was scared because, again, you know, the house was, it wasn't cheap. But, you know, I ended up profiting over almost $70,000 on that house. And
wow.
That was just based off of me, again, pushing and doing, you know, putting action in motion. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, once I did that, that's really kind of what kickstarted me to be like, you know what, if I could do this, yo, I could really push the business. So back to what you were saying, as far as number two, I absolutely believe there's a formula and there's a pattern. And so number one thing, if I had to put it in an order, and it's really no particular order, the first thing is you have to you got to see how you can add value to people's life. Because if you can't add value, well, guess what? Ain't nobody going to pay you. Nobody going to pay you. If Jordan didn't do what he did, nobody would be buying Jordans. You understand?
Yeah.
If Gucci didn't do what Gucci did, nobody wouldn't be buying Gucci. The thing is, it's not just the brand. It's the value, you know? So, again, you know, if I told you that I had a cure to something and you did not have that particular disease, it won't mean anything to you, right?
That's correct.
But if I came back to you and I said, hey, I got this cure for you and I'm 100% that it'll work. Now, I bet you and I'll say, hey, it's going to cost you 100 grand. Now, if that was a life or death situation, don't you think you're going to find a way to get that 100 grand?
That's correct.
Right. Right, exactly. You know what I mean? Because, again, it's not so much because of who I am, but it's because I created value. And now that you see that value, you're willing to do what it takes to, you know, purchase whatever I have. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, you know, successful people, they always have a team full of people that are smarter than them. And that's where a lot of businesses, they mess up at. You get it? Because I don't care if we want to go to, you know, Jeff Bezos, if we want to go to Elon Musk, any of these big-time people, guess what? They're not doing it by themselves. And that's where a lot of times, you know, we mess up as African-Americans. How many times have you went into a barbershop or you go to the beauty salon or you go to a mom and pop, and guess what? They the cashier. They the stock clerk. They the ones that's, you know, sweeping up, you know. And, again, there's nothing wrong with starting that way, but you definitely have to have people that are smarter than you.
That is correct. That's a good one right there, buddy. That is absolutely good. But, see, you know what
right?
Let's talk about us now. Let's put us out there. We want to be the best of the best. I feel like we live that crab in a bucket mentality, and that's what hold us back, right? So that is something that we have to break. We have to be able to support one another. This is my thing. You can be doing the exact same thing I'm doing. That doesn't intimidate me at all. You know why? Because what God has for me It's for me. And you're not my competition. You know what I'm saying? My competition is myself. I don't have to compete with Joe Blow. I don't have to compete with all these other podcasts or all these other online radio stations. I know my niche. I know what I'm good at. So what? You get 100,000 views. Eventually, I'm going to get the same thing. You have to start from where I started. It didn't just pop off for you get 100,000. You know what I'm saying? So I don't get, you know, so that's the mindset that we have to always remember. I could tell you what I'm doing because I don't have a problem because you can go try to do it, but if God didn't call you to do it, it ain't going to work. So, but, and if
Absolutely.
You try, I'm still not jealous because at the end of the day, I know what's in me. I know the gifts that he gave me, and I'm gonna be a good steward of what he gave me. I can't worry about you, sis. I can't worry about you, bruh. I can only focus on me. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we have to learn, you know?
Yeah, no, all right, I 100% agree. I 100% agree with you.
I love it, though. I love that you said it. I remember our parents used to tell us, if you're the smartest one in your friends, you got a problem. You got a problem. Something ain't right when you're the smartest one in the group, right? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to piggyback off what you were saying. You know, as far as the crab in the barrel mentality, well, again, it's exactly what you said. It's a mental state. And that's where we, you know, as black people, we get stuck on. We think that we in competition. And the beautiful thing about what I do, the crazy part is I'm not the only person that remodel houses. I'm not the only person that do electrical. I'm not the only person that invest. You know what I'm saying? When I started this, I made up in my mind. You know who my competition is?
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Exactly.
That's my own competition. I don't got time to look to my left or look to my right. I'm focused on what I got to. And I even said it like, you know, I go deep, you know, and you can ask me anything or whatever, and I keep it real. Like, I had to get to the point, and this is what, you know, I tell your listeners, you have to get to a point, especially if you want to get in business. Business is nothing like, it's no security. There's no security in business. If you don't grind, you ain't going to eat. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But the thing is, I made it up in my mind. You know, you said, you spoke about me being married and everything. I even made up in my mind, I was like, God, look, if it's just me and you, I'm doing this. Because a lot of times what people don't understand, their boyfriends or their spouses or significant others, they may not believe in the vision. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, everybody not going to believe in your vision. They're not. That comes with it. If you're not willing to walk this road alone, you know, again, I got friends, I got homeboys, I love family, but guess what? Like, I when I first started this, I was working 7 days a week. 7 days a week, literally, 9 to 5, and then I would go and work on other projects. Again, it's not that way now, but if you're not willing to do what it takes, don't get in the water. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Entrepreneurship is not for the weak, baby. It is not for the weak. I don't care. See, and that's what I feel like. The social media world is so fake that it makes you think that just because X, Y, and Z now showing all of this and their likes and their buys and stuff, you're thinking, man, I should have that. I should do this. And also, but you don't understand what they sacrificed to get to that place. You don't understand the nights they probably cried because things didn't work out. You don't know the blood, sweat, and tears that went into that project or that, you know what I'm saying? All you see is what's now. You know what I'm saying? And that's the part that we have to understand. Like you said, one thing you said, you have to know your vision. Everybody don't understand your vision. Everybody can't see your vision because guess who God gave that vision to? To you, right? And sometimes it's hard to even explain that. You're absolutely correct. Sometimes it's hard to explain that vision to your husband or your wife. Like many times, Kevin kind of tried to come to me and explain it. I'm looking at him like, boo-boo, you done bump your head. Like, no. You got to be crazy, right? Right. But then I had to realize I have to trust God. You know what I'm saying? That's when you have to trust God and not man. You feel what I'm saying? Even your husband, your spouse, no matter your boyfriend, your girlfriend, that's when you'd be like, okay, God, now, Holy Spirit, you're going to have to show me. I see what he's saying, and I don't disagree with what he's saying. I don't kind of understand the magnitudes or the different connects of it, so you're going to have to help me help me. You feel what I'm saying? So sometimes you have to get you're correct. Now you brought something to the table when you said that, my friend.
that's part of everything, man. You know, I just like to be real with people, man, because you know, back to what you were saying with social media, like I like it. I use it more for business, and I may post some, you know, going out and stuff like that. But to me, it's fake. You know, I've been around plenty of millionaires. And the thing about it is a lot of these people that you see, they ain't got no money. They really don't. Mm. And the thing is, people with money, they don't have to show you that they got money. That's the thing.
Exactly.
And that's what I feel like. That's what I feel like in our culture. Like, we feel that, you know, yo, like you ain't seen me post that $70,000. You see what I'm saying? I don't need to post that for what? Because, like I said, I ain't in competition. I ain't trying to impress nobody. Again, what I'm doing is bigger than me. You know, and the thing about it is when you have your vision, it's got to be bigger than you. It's got to be so big that it scares you. And that's what I'm saying. Your spouse going to look at you crazy, like you just said. Like, what? What are you talking about? You know?
You brought something to the table, my friend. That is 100% fact. I mean, bruh, you brought some. I'm going to chew on that for the rest of the week. But I thought it was just like, man, like, are you serious? Like, is you really saying this? And this what we really want to do without understanding the plan and the vision? And, even for myself, even for my show, like, he's telling me about stuff, and you should include this. And it's all come from love, right? It ain't nothing, like, malicious or anything. But I'm like, you don't get the vision.
We said number one, just in case they writing it down, you got to see how you can add value to people's life, and that'll bring you the money. Number two, successful people, they have a team full of people that are smarter than them. Number three, so this is the new one. Number three, they aren't scared to fail or take risk. And because, again, they learn from failure and they turn it into success.
Yep.
I got where I was because I wasn't afraid to fail. And I was listening to something with Denzel Washington. I think he was doing a speech for a college, and he said, if you fail, you need to fail big. And the thing about it is, what people don't understand about failure is a great teacher. Only if you learn from it. Most people, they fall into failure and then they quit. You'll never be successful by doing that. You have to keep going. You know, you have to always keep that vision in front of you. And then, like I said, you got to think about the reason you're doing this. You got to, like you talked about Eric Thomas. I love that guy, man. He's a very powerful motivational speaker. And he talks about you got to know your why. You have to know your why. And when you have your why, that's going to drive you when you like, oh, I don't want to go to work. Oh, I got to work 16 hours. Because that's what people don't understand. Like, you think you working long hours now? Get a business.
You got that right.
It's nonstop. It's nonstop, you know. So that definitely is going to be, you know, failure. You have to learn from the failure. And that's something that I even instill in my kids now is I tell them, I said, we never lose. We never lose. I said, we learn. That's the difference. And everything, if you notice, as far as what I'm saying, it's about mindset. That's all it is.
Yep.
I changed my mindset. You know where we come from. And I didn't see that type of stuff. But, again, when I moved to another place, I had to now change my mindset. So that's going to be the third one. You can't be scared to fail or take risks. And then you have to learn from your fails. And then the last one, which is many, many more, but this is just what I felt the top four. They make their money work for them by investing, mm-hmm. you know, stocks and ETFs, mutual funds, real estate, et cetera. If you notice anybody mm-hmm. with money, they all have that in their portfolio. They're going to be investing mm-hmm. because, again, you have to go from being a employee to a investor. That's where you got to switch sides. It's a total mind shift, and you have to say, well, mm-hmm. what can I do to make my money work for me? And that's something I instill in my kids. Like, okay, you know, and it's funny how, you know, my kids are 13 and 11, and they already asking for Gucci. Like, you got Gucci money, bro? You know what I mean? And the thing is, I'm not mad at them. I'm glad that they're thinking big because I expose my kids to a lot. You know, we take them mm-hmm. certain places and everything like that so they can see it. Because, again, if you can't see anything, what can you believe in? You know, and yeah. so I try to change their perspective. So I'm a sneakerhead. I love sneakers. So I showed them. I said, okay, well, look, if you want to buy sneakers, there's nothing wrong with buying sneakers, but how about you own a piece of the company? Let's get into mm-hmm. some stocks. And this is, and you'll really be surprised for any of y'all out there that got children. They really gravitate, especially to learning, because I had to take a like, that something that they like, and show them how they can make money from it. You know what I mean? Because, I'm looking down the road. If I build this empire to become a multi-million-dollar empire, well, guess what? I don't want the wealth to stop. And that's mm-hmm. the thing, you know. It's a mindset shift. So those would be mm-hmm. my four. If I had if I had to give a formula to it. So I even broke down a little formula. I said vision times action equals success.
Vision time action equals success. That's pretty dope, man. That's absolutely dope, man. I'm super, man. I am so pumped, man. I think this was divine. This is really good. So like, what is your most satisfying moment in your business? Like, what's like your customers seeing your? What's your most satisfying moment in your business that what you're doing?
Well, for me. Again, I know for everybody it's different. Well, for me, it was cashing that first that legitimate check. My first one was around about $15,000, you know. So I'm like, man, I made this in a couple of weeks, and I'm making this on the job. So you know, and then you see them zeros in the account, you know. So that actually was me, because when I realized that, I knew that I had something, and that goes back to my point where I said when you create value, people are willing to pay.
mm-hmm.
So that was mine, and I just wanted to make sure that I could do it consistently.
Man, I dig that, man. That is so amazing. And so how could people connect with you if they were trying to get something renovated today, or services you provide today? Like, what are your top three services that you provide?
Well, we actually do everything for a house. We do everything. I mean, we didn't want to leave nothing. We wanted to be the Walmart of the house. So, you know, flooring, roofs, HVAC. And you can check my social medias. We got a lot of stuff on there. Decks, you know, and we're still growing. So we didn't want to leave nothing to the table. We want to get in the landscape. We really want to be the Walmart. That's just how big I think. I don't want you to have to go nowhere. Oh, man, I need a plumber. I got that. Man, I need an electrician. I got that. I need some new floors. I got it. I got you. So, again, we do everything.
I think that is absolutely dope, man. I am, like I said, I'm super proud of you, man. I think this is definitely your niche. And like you said, I've seen your different projects and what you had to what you rehab, what it looked like and what it, I'm like, wait a minute, that looked like a whole totally different area. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think,
right.
I think you found your niche, man. And like you said, just keep building, keep dreaming, man. I mean, I sky's the limit, man. Even if you miss the moon, catch a star, man. I mean that, bro. You can
Absolutely.
Go some places. You know what I'm saying? And I'm super
that.
Proud of your success. And like I said, I remember you being a young man. And boy, well done, well done. Just keep your head up, keep hustling. You always had big dreams, and you making your dreams come true, man. That is super freaking amazing. And I know people, tell the people your social media so they can connect with you. I posted, but I would like them to hear from you.
Gotcha. Yeah, so you can reach me at Facebook. That's going to be Michael Roland, and that's M-I-C-H-A-E-L, and that's Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D. And I got the Instagram. It's going to be Mike_B, as in boy, hustling. So Mike B hustling on Instagram.
You do, boy. You be hustling.
I got you.
I seen that.
Gotcha.
I was like, that is perfect for you. Absolutely perfect for you. And, you know, and it's pretty exciting, man. So just keep building and keep dreaming and keep leaving legacy for them young men that you're raising, young kings that you're raising, man. So just keep being the best Mike that you could be, man. And I look forward to, so what I normally do, all business owners, I kind of like talk to them like 9 to 10 months to kind of do like a business panel. Recap like a couple of people's, and we just collaborate. We just see, hey, this is what I learned, check this out, different things. We do those type of shows. So about 10 months from now, you'll hear from me again. So, and the reason why I say 10, because 10 months you can have a baby, right? So this is your baby.
No.
And in 10 months you now I don't want you go blow up. Now I still need you to be like the dumping ground. Hey, you know.
Hey, let's do it. Hey, don't forget. Hey, you see what I'm saying? I'm in Mississippi. Baby.
Yes.
Hey, I don't forget where I come
see.
From. I got you.
I got you too, baby. That's why I had to grab you, baby. I said, wait a minute. He moving and shaking, boy. Let me grab a hold of this young man so we could talk, because he got something to offer.
Right.
And again, I appreciate you bringing nothing but love to the dumping ground, young man. You just keep dreaming big, keep being motivated, and keep reaching for the stars, man. And we'll talk again and catch up, and nothing but blessings, my friend. Nothing but blessings.
Hey, peace and blessings to you too, sister. Thank you for the
okay.
invite. You know, I'm a phone call away. Let's get it.
I got you, baby. I got you. Have a
All right, dumping grounds.
Whoop, whoop. All right, everybody. That was Michael Roland, the CEO and founder of M&J Property Service, LLC. Check him out. He rehab houses, and if you got some services and different things that need to get done, Mike Franks, you guys. Thank you so much, Dumping Ground. It's been an amazing Tuesday with the Small Business Alert. We will do this again. Until next Tuesday.